Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom. At least, you know, when I'm sucking on. Whoa, we're live. Hey, what is up, everybody? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Burn Line Podcast. Coming to you not live from Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Debra Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, USA. The only Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge in the state of Maryland. I'm Johnny Midas.
And I'm El Fumo.
And we smoke cigars.
And we're definitely not live.
Well, definitely. We got a lot of shit to cut out today. All right. We got a really cool episode for you guys today. Starting with the Rocky Patel Emerald came out recently, and we kind of got, like, I don't know, like, screwed over the holidays because we have, like, stuff coming out, like, Year of the Snake.
Yeah.
Celebrate the holiday. The Caldwell Holiday Star.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's so many drops.
Yeah, like, there was more drops than usual, and then the Cameroon Select, two in a box, last week. Like, you can't not smoke that one.
Yeah.
Right? And so, and you know, we plan ahead
for
the podcast. We kind of know what we're going to smoke. So we had to work the Emerald in. So we're a little behind on it. What did it come out, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, three weeks ago. Yeah. Dude, fucking holidays and just everything.
I love this green, dude. I love it.
I was just going to keep mine in here.
You know what this looks like? Yeah. This looks like one of those fancy ceilings.
Oh.
Because it's emerald green. Like the pattern, the texture. It looks like those.
Like the ceiling in the bourbon room.
Yes, the drop ceiling metal tiles that are stamped.
The old cast irons.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine if you live somewhere where there's earthquakes and then one of those fuckers just takes you out?
Yeah, that would suck. So this is called the Emerald. Of course, it's emerald green.
Yeah.
As usual, most of Rockies, I fucking can't stand that big-ass sleeve, no matter how gorgeous it is. I want to see the wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking points off just for that. I will continue to do that. I don't care if it's a cedar sleeve. I don't care if you've been doing it since 1802. I want to see the tobacco, especially nowadays.
Wait, was Rocky around in 1802?
Yeah, he's really old. but in any case,
all right, let me open it.
It's good looking.
So
there is the barcode for the retailer. Makes it easy to put in your point of sale system. It's branded. It's a good looking.
Yeah, the RP, and then it's perfed right in between the RP. Perfed.
Good looking. It has clear, not yellow. Some cigars use cello, but clear cello. Looks great.
Yeah. There is, what, two or three different cello types too, by the way.
Yeah. There is. Do you see that repair patch? Right on the wrapper.
Hold on. Oh, fuck.
That's a big repair. Like, dude, I've seen repairs. What? That one is big. That is a big repair.
Listen, I don't... If you're...
If it smokes, it smokes.
Yeah.
I'm just glad it's on the back.
Wait, did yours slide off like that? Or did you...
I peeled mine, but it does slide right off.
Dude, that's nice.
It is.
Looks at Esteban Carreras.
Yeah, yeah. Can't slide theirs off. New way. What the fuck? My credit card just told me that they charge $230 for Squarespace. Okay. I guess that's on auto pay. All right. So I would say...
gorgeous wrapper.
It is gorgeous. Semi-rustic.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call this? Like a 60% cocoa chocolate?
Yeah, man. That's dope as shit.
It's chocolatey looking.
It's chocolate.
Let me taste chocolate. Here.
Yeah. Let's try it out.
Let's get these cut and lit so we can start
talking about them.
It is time for the official cutting brought to you by Lord Baltimore Cigars.
Hey, look at that. Fucking fancy.
The official cutting is brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors. Featuring proprietary blends available nowhere else, Lord Baltimore Distributors are meticulously crafted boutique cigars made in small batches for every palate. Lord Baltimore Distributors, when only the best will do.
And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority. No limp-wristed cutting allowed.
By the way, do you ever go to those cowboy shows as a kid? Since you're like in that, you were in the Midwest as a kid, right?
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean cowboy shows?
Like those gunslinger things. Like, I know they did that back in like the 80s and late 70s still, right? They had like gunslingers and shit.
I don't remember going to anything like that.
Hmm. You're what, from Missouri? No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude. Try cold draw.
I don't know.
Little bit of canned peaches with cayenne pepper?
No, I'm not getting anything, honestly.
And there is a meat in there. Weird. Yeah, I like the cold draw because it's an extra different flavor. Usually it has nothing to do with the, how the lit cigar tastes.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do it to kind of test the draw strength.
Yeah.
Rocky Patels are famous for me for being way too loosely packed. I typically don't enjoy them because I like a firm draw. Let's see how this one stacks up.
Okay.
So, Rocky Patel Emerald. Let's get it lit.
Lit.
The official lighting brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us. All right, what you lighting up with?
So, this is part of the surprise. I'm not there yet, but this
single flame
H. Upman branded Altidus lighter, which comes with this here thing that I'm going to explain later on.
Yeah, and of course I've got my gold-plated DuPont.
Fucking,
I got way too much fuel in this. You see how big that flame is?
Yeah.
I usually, maybe I need to turn it down.
Yeah, mine's too.
I usually just put like half a tank of fuel in.
Yeah, I haven't used this thing in like a year.
Well, this one I need like that fucking jeweler's.
Oh, screw.
Screwdriver, yeah. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, I haven't used this thing in like a year and a half. Actually, 2.5 years I haven't used this lighter.
And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted.
We do like our coffee roasted, though.
Treat that cigar with the love and respect it deserves, and it will return the flavor. You'll notice that I didn't suck any flame into my cigar. Takes a little longer. Hashtag worth it. The first few puffs are gorgeous and delicious and not singed.
Mm. Dude, I like that like roasted component right off the bat. Like a...
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hate to say this, but have you ever had crock pot pot roast?
Crock pot. Yeah.
Yeah, pot roast, beef pot roast in a crock pot. This tastes like that. There is stringy, fatty, roasted chuck shoulder roast in the smoke.
Mm-hmm. Cloves.
Mm-hmm.
Cloves, yep. Dude, I love when Des makes that shit. It's so fucking good. It's been a while. Guess what you're making for dinner?
Yeah, because it's fucking expensive. Good God. What do they feed these beef cows anymore?
Nothing.
Gold nuggets?
No, it's just the packaging companies being assholes. Because the farmers aren't getting a cut of that.
Oh, so we're being serious now. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, now join us on our business podcast.
All right. So here is the deal. This is the Rocky Patel Emerald, and it's supposed to be on the lighter side of medium-bodied. He has had a few other box press cigars, but this is the first one that's like designed to be a light cigar.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes in three Vitolas, the Robusto 5.5x50, the Toro 6.5x54, which is what we're smoking, and then what they call the 60, which is a 6x60.
Which would have been my preference.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck. I think this is a great Vitola. I really was interested in the 5.5x50. I like Robustos. Probably not quite long enough for the show. I don't know. But anyway, Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. So are we playing the drinking game?
Yeah. All right. We're already drunk.
Okay. I need to get Instagram. I need to go live.
Because, a shot for every time we mention Ecuadorian, yes. Habano, or Ecuadorian anything. Dude, I'm like getting all of South America's nutty flavors.
All right, we're live on Instagram. So I wanted to go live before we go any further because Ecuadorian Habano wrapper.
Uh-huh.
So we are playing the drinking game. Mm-hmm. If we mention an Ecuadorian rapper.
Ecuadorian anything.
Yeah. But it is the go-to spot for affordable rappers mm-hmm. that are pretty good.
At the moment. Affordable at the moment. Not good at the moment. Affordable at the moment.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
I like Ecuadorian rappers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, I wasn't saying not good at the moment, but like affordable at the moment because once it starts picking up, you know damn well that price is going up.
Well, that was one of our predictions for 2025 is they're going to kind of corner the market to the point where next year I think you're going to see like the latest, fad region.
Yeah,
so you had Mexican, Ecuador. And then the Mexican San Andres Negro was so good, mm-hmm. it's expensive. And then you had Pennsylvania Broadleaf.
Yeah.
You know, thanks, Nick. It's so good.
Yeah.
Ecuador is still affordable, and it's pretty good.
By the way, Nick looks like he would live on that farm anyway.
Yes. Yes, he does. All right, Rocky Patel Emerald. We are smoking the Toro 6.5x54. First box pressed Rocky Patel mm-hmm. that is mild to medium.
Yeah. Although, like, just staring at this, you wouldn't even think that.
Mm-mm. No, that's a little bit of a branding and presentation issue. Mm-hmm. He made this look like a gut buster.
Yeah.
It looks like a gut buster. Yeah, it's if you properly Maduro age a wrapper, it will freak, especially a Habano, because it's not, the darkest wrapper. It will look like this looks like a Maduro Habano. If by Maduro you mean the Maduro aging process, mm-hmm. which produces a sweet fermented wrapper. A lot of companies are saying Maduro nowadays, and what they mean is, hey, it's dark. It's like, let's make a dark, taxonomy. Strong cigar. Yeah. Like, Americans will buy it. But that is what we are smoking today. And the MSRP is $11.75.
Which is not bad.
No, it's like 13-something here at Davidus in Westminster.
Still not bad.
Typical for Maryland.
Communism?
Yeah, communist Maryland. Say hi, El Fumo. I mean, don't say hi, El Fumo. Say hi.
Hi, El Fumo. Not hi, El Fumo.
All right, we've got some surprises for you guys, which we're going to get into as we enjoy this. So, por favor.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
You're good.
All right, I was going to say I could flip the can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See what I mean?
That's the tech guy.
There we go.
All right, so this is the Plasencia Robusto Collection. This is a leftover from the holidays. You can tell by the pattern on the box. Six Plasencias Robusto Vitola, so not the most tobacco ever. $90. Turn the phone so it's facing me. There you go. Get this guy into camera school. That is a great deal. Six Plasencias for $90. So that's like, what, 15?
Yeah, 15 a stick. Which is great.
Even for Robusto, that's a pretty good deal.
Do we know which one's in here, though?
You can look it up online. It doesn't tell you on the box, but...
kind of. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does. Okay.
Oh, yeah, on the sleeve.
There you go.
So, a Reserva Original, an Alma de Campo, an Alma de Fuego, a Coseca 151, an Alma Fuerte, and an Alma Fuerte Robustas Dos.
Yeah, because you're averaging 18 to 20 bucks a stick there. So
yeah,
that's a fucking deal.
Yeah, for Robustos, those are 18 to 20 bucks. So, bitchin' deal. And all you have to do is take the Christmas sleeve off, and guess what's inside? A regular box.
That's right.
Because they know their shit, which is, we're not going to spend a lot of money
on
packaging.
Like you said, let's put ribbons on lighters.
Yes, exactly. here's the second one. This is less of a deal. This is the J.C. Newman El Relo Collection for TAA 2024. This is $257.99 here at Davidus Cigars in Westminster. And yes, absolutely Google this one because it does not have the
blends. Yeah, I went over it. I just don't remember.
It's got all of the stuff they make in El Relo.
Yeah.
But it is a beautiful box, great gift, and it supports TAA, so recommend it. Dude, like, folks are getting seasick. Can you hold the camera still? Jesus, Mary and Joseph on a pogo stick. Can I censor that? No, it's live.
No, you're live. Damn. You can on the show.
Yeah, it's got the seal of Tampa on the back. It's pretty cool, so...
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Upside down and everything. All right, so that is the
gist of it.
Special collections that are available. The Placencia, though, man, go out and buy that. Like, if you like Placencias, because that's a good deal. What have you got for us?
All right, so no break. Just go right into it.
Why not? Fuck it.
All right. So in lieu of a tobacconist tip of the week, we have a tobacconist education of the week. So this little guy, he was like, oh, where'd you get this? Well, Altadis USA holds a class for tobacconists that work behind the counter, and it is called the Know Your Wrapper Series. So they send out a rep, and they teach you about the wrappers, you know, their cigars, not every other wrapper. But so as you can see on the box here, you know, Romeo and Julieta, Monte Cristo, H. Upman. They got a tobacco plant right here, and then it says, Know Your Wrapper Series, brought to you by Altadis USA. So you can only get this box when they bring it to you as part of an education. So I've had this box for a couple years, and Rafi found it the other night because I forgot I had it. And I was like, oh shit, don't play with that. So anyways, so it comes with a little notebook here. Gives you info about their stuff. So Connecticut Shade, Cameroon. Ecuadorian. Yeah.
You'll know all about Cameroon. Yeah. In the last week's episode.
So here we go. Ready for your next shot? Ecuadorian Connecticut.
Ecuadorian Connecticut.
Criollo, Habano, Sumatra.
And of course, there is an Ecuadorian Habano.
Yeah, USA Connecticut. So you can take notes, but it's all their stuff.
Oh, and so then it's got.
Yes. So smoke samples. All right. So. Educación de Maestros by Altadis USA. So that's what it says right here in the seal. But right here it tells you it has their wrappers that you can smoke. So USA Connecticut, Cameroon. Sorry, I can't see.
Ecuadorian Connecticut.
Criollo, Habano. I smoke those two. Sumatra and Connecticut Broadleaf. And then, so this kit comes with a cutter, a lighter, and a pen.
La pluma.
Yeah, with a stylus. Actually, it's pretty neat because... It's got a...
Oh, so you can measure the stick, mm-hmm. the cigar.
And that then for some cool. reason, a level. I don't know why.
I don't know why it has a level
in it. And then a touchscreen stylus.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
So, what you're saying is nobody can buy these.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you have to be a tobacconist to get your hands on these.
That's the kind of shit that we share on Burnline Podcast.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, fuck. I could show this. I totally forgot I had this. So, yeah. So that's something neat. Still have it.
That is really cool. So your tobacconist brag of the week.
Yeah, tobacconist brag of the week.
Hell yeah. That is pretty cool. So
yeah,
we are smoking the Rocky Patel Emerald in the Toro. This is a box press, the first Rocky Patel box press for a mild medium cigar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bizarre because Rocky box presses are famous for being like his strong smokes.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks like a strong smoke. Everything about it. So,
but it's not.
But it's not. So, I don't know. I'm not really a fan of the branding.
It's a double agent.
It's super cool. Standing on its own. In context, it's a little... To me, it's a little... Like, I would have put this in a fucking, like... I don't know, like... You know, that Monte Cristo yellow?
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
I don't know why they went with emerald, though. That's kind of weird.
Why they went with emerald. For the name?
Yeah, that was...
Oh, I don't know. I didn't read far enough to figure that out.
I know. I've read it. It's just like... I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. It's cool branding.
Well, like, Google it.
I did.
It's a good question. Like, where did emerald come from? No idea.
Nope. He doesn't say.
It's Irish.
It just looks cool. Honestly, you know what it reminds me of? That Wizard of Oz movie where they go to the Emerald City.
Oh.
Yeah. Not the main Wizard of Oz, but you
That's
know how...
That's so gay.
What? Jeez. You got to censor right. that out.
I do, yeah. I got to censor that out of the live stream. All right, so we're half an inch in, something like that?
Yeah.
All right, so let's do some real flavor notes now that we're right. in. By the way, is yours just a little harsh on the back of your palate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think there's some ammonia burning off, to be honest with you.
Which is kind of weird because it's like you're saying it's a light, but it's... Well, I mean, but light cigars do kind of... are kind of acrid.
They can be, yeah.
Yeah.
There is some acridity
yeah.
to this smoke.
Acridness?
Acridity.
Is that correct?
I don't know. Let's argue over it.
Any English majors on the live stream? Let us know. Acridity or acridness?
I don't know, man. Like, so...
There's a suite there.
Yes. Like, that we going to do with... okay, no, you tell me. You go first.
There's like a cookie component to it. Like a weird sweet cookie to it. Like a buttery cookie. It's something that Des makes, but I can't fucking remember.
I was going to go with shortbread. But it's faint, dude. That is not on the front.
So this is a weird description. Like, it literally, that flavor weaves in and out of the other flavors. Like, it's not just a straightforward flavor. It literally weaves through
the flavors. All right, so there's such a heavy astringent component. Mm-hmm. I'm having trouble with the other flavors. Right. So have you had witch hazel?
Yes.
Like, you're not supposed to consume it, but...
I've smelt it.
My wife's a hippie, so...
Yeah.
Oh, look, I got a fucking mouse hole.
Let's go.
There you go, fellas. Points off for construction.
I mean, you already have the patch.
Oh, yeah. Check out the size of that repair patch right there. I mean, it's not an expensive cigar, but that's just bullshit.
Don't use it.
Past QC, though.
Yeah. Don't fucking use it. Just get another fucking wrapper.
No, I got to fix this cigar. This is going to... Here.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about them. Like, just fucking get another wrapper.
Oh, I mean, I don't actually care if it doesn't affect the smoking, but I have to cut this off and start over. Because that is going to...
It's your turn.
Yeah, you had one, except yours was a, what, $50?
Fucking stick, and it was like 65% of the stick, and then it just ruined it.
That was a Davidoff Year of the Snake. No, it was even more. It was like $65.
Yeah.
For that stick.
Yeah, and it just ruined the whole fucking thing.
Unacceptable. You cannot be in that price range luxury market and sell a stick like that. You just can't. Your QC has to be better. And you know what it tells me is they didn't fucking draw test it because they would have detected that immediately.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling they just wrapped it and sent it to market.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to shit on anybody on this podcast, but I will say that...
Unless you're Gurkha.
Yeah, I'll shit on them. And acids. Who cares how much you sell?
Number one selling cigar on the planet, or on America.
Look, like, it's like if you buy an Escalade. You have fucking expectations. You have to meet them. Yeah. You only get to produce so many that's like, you know, that what gen was it where it was really just a Chevy with, you know, like, some leather?
Oh, the... between 2000 and 2007.
Yeah, that gen.
They were literally like, the same thing.
It's like, there's no, you know, like, you can't do that. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to pay the upcharge.
Right. You know? You just wanted Cadillac
money.
Like, it was so stupid. Yeah, they literally just rebadged the... I mean, it's normally what it is anyway, but it's like, it was literally just a rebadge.
Well, like, the new ones...
There's a difference.
It's so different.
Yeah.
In technology, body, everything, you know. That's what people expect for that price point.
Yeah.
It's the same, dude. You can't sell a $65 cigar and send shit like that out into the market.
No.
You just can't. It's not fair. And that's what we do. We educate consumers so that we end up wasting our money and you don't. All right, so that's looking better, but I had to cut that
out. I think it's going in still.
I mean, a little bit, but it's recovering. So anyway, back to the flavor notes. There is an astringent note that is killing it. It's witch hazel. Mm-hmm. And then there is definitely some cedar and spruce. And there's an earthy component. And then there's just a touch of shortbread on top.
Uh-huh. Like I said, I'm getting a little bit of nuts from South America, just like in general areas. Like, I'm getting a little bit of cocoa.
There's a nuttiness, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little generic, like.
And then are you getting some Brazilian nuts in there? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, there's a little Brazil nut. I was thinking, what are those little hazelnuts?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little hazelnut in there, but not like hazelnut coffee, actual hazelnuts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is this is a very, like, dark, earthy cigar for being light.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be on the mild side of mid. So we talk about strength and flavor.
Yeah.
The flavor is mid already. It'll probably be complex. I mean, it changed from the first half inch, but the first quarter inch is always different. Every cigar I smoked. And then for strength, I mean, the problem is the harshness. That acridity.
Yeah.
the acridness.
Did anybody answer the question?
Nobody answered. Damn, they just think we're stupid.
Yeah, probably.
It makes it feel stronger than it is. Mm-hmm. In terms of actual nicotine strength.
Yeah, it's light.
I mean, like a 3?
Yeah.
2? 2.5?
It's a great coffee cigar, I can tell you that.
It's weird because if I were going to describe the body, I would put this as a mid-full right now.
Yeah, but it's not.
But it's not. Yeah.
Such a fake cigar.
All right. So we had the surprises. Let's do the socials. Ronald Mintz, thanks for joining us on YouTube. Appreciate you. You are our marketing plan. Please like, subscribe, share. If you think we add value to the cigar smoking community, comment if YouTube's not being bitchy and lets you comment.
Yeah.
And of course, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Burnline Podcast and get the word out.
Yeah.
You know, we rely on you guys because basically the tech companies don't want to support our hobby.
Even though we're very pro DEI, so. That's for the algo, okay?
Okay. Juicing the algo. So, yeah, help us out. If you like us, leave those juicy 5-star reviews and share the episode. We're doing video on Spotify now, so yeah. That's a little better. It's just, I mean, at the end of the day, like, everyone does video on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but that's there just in case they nuke us, so.
Well, Spotify is really good. Like, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
You know? They're like, you can smoke cigars.
So I think the only rule, which is understandable with almost every platform, is no nudity. So,
well, the thing with Spotify is we do have to list it as 18 plus. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't have a Spotify account, you can't watch the show.
Fair and understandable.
I think it's fair and understandable.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind my kid listening to this.
No.
You know.
It's so. Smut on the airwaves.
It's smut. We are.
Yeah.
Cigar smut.
This show wouldn't fly in the 60s or 50s.
Why? We're not drunk enough?
Yeah. No, because we're smut.
Oh, my God. This guy. All right. Thank you for joining us on Insta Live. We are going to sign off from the live. You can catch the full episode next Sunday when we air it. Beard's coming in nice.
Yeah.
This two handsomest dudes.
Yeah, this is going away, by the way, so.
He's got chin cabbage.
Yeah.
Bye, guys. Love you.
See y'all.
Chicks don't like flirting with single guys. It might turn into something.
I know.
They love flirting with married
I've
guys.
Noticed that.
It's safe.
Like, not even married or, like, guys in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It's so annoying, though.
We are smoking.
No, leave it in. It'll be totally fine.
Rocky Patel Emerald Box Press Toro.
Let me call my lawyer first.
The first Rocky Patel Box Press. In the mild to medium range. Yeah, I was trying to think of another Box Press Rocky, and I can't, but it's mm-hmm. only because I probably have had access to limited Vitolas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the places that I go. But also, I don't seek out Box Presses. You know?
Yeah. It's because you're lame.
We'll talk about them more later. So there's a dual binder on this. So Ecuador and Habano wrapper, if you're doing the shots game, take a shot. But the dual binder is Nicaragua and Mexico. Mm-hmm. And the filler is predominantly Nicaraguan. There is a single leaf from the Yamastran Valley in Honduras. And they're saying it's on the light side of medium. And I don't know what to say. Like, the strength, I would peg it like a 3. But it is not... It's burning harsh. Like, it just has... It has astringency, like juniper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... It is harsh on the palate.
Yes.
It is. Now, you know, granted, my daily is like... Chateau Fuente natural, maybe sun grown. That's the strong one for me. You know, a Hemingway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that. So I'm used to smoking medium, you know, flavorful but not strong cigars.
Yeah.
This has got some flavor, but it's just biting the mostly the back of the palate.
Yeah, it's very like acridity.
Acridity. Yeah. And the Robusto is $11.75. This Toro is $12.75, and it's like 13 something, yeah. $14 here in Davidus Westminster.
Yeah, the old world is box press.
It's So Rocky Patel Old World.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so I've had that. The one I was thinking of was the Vintage 1990.
Yeah, and then there's the ALR or whatever.
The Vintage 1990 came out in box press, but I think it came out in a regular, didn't it? Like a regular Parejo? Because that's what I'm pretty sure I smoked.
Rocky Patel 15th anniversary. I don't think I've had that.
What's fascinating to me, though, is I was looking at the Rocky Patel website, why it's named the Emerald, and it doesn't say anything
about it. It doesn't. That's what I'm saying.
So, it's, I don't know.
It's kind of a weird name.
Odd, it's odd brand. Like, you know, have some kind of story there. Why don't we go to break, and then when we come back, we will talk about box press cigars and, you know, dig into the world of Parejo versus box press Parejo versus Figurado. Don't go away.
What's up, everybody? Johnny Midas, Smoke of the Week here at Davidus Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. We are smoking Winston Churchill. Davidoff Cigars, this is the limited edition 2025, $54.39 per stick here in beautiful historic downtown Westminster on Main Street. I'm Johnny Midas, and that's my Smoke of the Week.
And we are back on Burnline Podcast, Uncommon Cigar Knowledge for the Common Cigar Smoker. I'm your host, Johnny Midas.
And I'm El Fumo.
And you know what is like... illegal. We have so much fucking fun on the show. Like, it's just awesome.
How is it illegal?
I don't know. It just feels like it should be.
Stop it.
We're like one prostitute away from having the best time of our lives.
Right.
No, but it is nice to smoke a cigar with another passionado.
Yeah.
Without, like, you know, I don't know, people that...
think they know?
Aren't good enough hanging out with
shit.
Talking about politics and sports and all this bullshit.
We're
just smoking cigars, having fun, goofing off, inviting you to experience this with us. Now, this is the Rocky Patel Emerald. We're a little behind because of the holidays, talking about that. So this has been out like 3 weeks, but we're going to go ahead and smoke it. You know, we'll rate it later, and that way you guys can sort of decide.
Yeah, figure it out.
Yeah, what you want to do. So this is hilarious. I pulled this up because I've been doing this like as a joke, asking like Google AI about stuff because it's retarded.
It really is.
Like they've got a lot. It's they got the A part of the AI. They're really working on the I. All right, so
Gemini sucks. No, Gemini's great. Sorry.
Oh, and you just fucked the algorithm.
Yeah, I did. Damn it.
Okay, this is what Gemini has to say. A box-pressed cigar is a cigar that has been pressed into a square or cubic shape, as opposed to the traditional cylindrical shape. The term box-pressed literally means pressed in a box.
Yeah.
Okay, genius. You know? So now that you've learned absolutely nothing...
I feel like ChatGPT would have been more articulate about that.
Well, if you keep asking it questions, you can get some really good stuff.
Yeah.
I would, except I asked it too many questions, and now it's like...
shut up.
For $9.99 a month,
yeah.
I'm like, fuck you.
I know, right? Well, I think ChatGPT is a better AI than Gemini. Sorry, again, ruined the algo.
All right, so the first thing about box presses, that is correct. They're pressed in a box.
Mm-hmm.
There's two reasons for a box press, all right? The most common thing that you will hear is that box press cigars burn more cool and evenly. I have never done any kind of hypothesis testing as to whether that's true. What I do know is that I have smoked thousands of Parejos, not box pressed, that burn just fine.
Yeah.
And cool.
Yeah.
But that's usually if you ask people why the box press. For me personally, I think it's more just a style issue. I do know a lot of smokers prefer the shape.
I like that shape.
For how it fits in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It can be easier to get a seal around it or whatever. For me, it's a little different because I have a partially paralyzed bottom lip.
Yeah.
And that's one reason I'm particular about Vitolas.
Mm-hmm.
Like below a 46, I can't seal the corners.
Mm-hmm.
And above like a 54, I also have some trouble there. Mm-hmm. Although the larger ring gate is my bigger issue, is typically the draw is not tight enough for me. I like to tell the cigar, now you're going to smoke.
Yeah.
You know, which, you know, so you can use a bullet punch.
Yeah.
But then it tars up.
Yeah. I
don't without fail, you know, don't bullet punch a larger than a 54. Even a 54 might. But anyway.
Just stop hole punching.
So here's what. I guess to really explain box press, we have to talk a little bit about cigar construction. You know, I'm not going to steal all the thunder because we'll do that in a later show. But so you start out with some leaves. By the way, go to West Tampa Tobacco on Instagram. They have videos of this shit.
Rocky has a series actually on education.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
On YouTube, right?
Yeah. And then, well, on their website as well, box pressed is chapter 9. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's cool. I like Rocky.
Yeah.
Like, he's such a nerd.
Yeah.
He's such a cigar nerd. I really like the guy.
Oh,
and he was a lawyer.
Yeah.
Like, he had a fucking career, and he's like, oh, you know how to get rich? Start a cigar company. Said no one ever.
Right. Well, it's weird. So you have a lawyer in L.A., and then you have a jeweler in L.A., and then they just started making cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck? How does that make any sense? How does that translate?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because cigars are one of the few hobbies where you can just fall in love.
Yeah.
You can just get bit by the bug. I mean, I'm there. Like, I literally have business plans, multiple business plans in my leather-bound Australian crocodile leather briefcase of, like, cigar lounges and humidors and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen someday.
Probably. And I bet you, like, it's kind of adjacent for him because he probably negotiated over a cigar being a lawyer.
He probably realized that India doesn't make good cigars. And that was the beginning of it.
Yeah.
So
the other thing
you take Lee. Go ahead.
Yeah. The other thing with the box press that you kind of left out, something that I was taught as well. So that box design, so those four edges also act like channels.
Yes.
And they're supposed to channel that flavor. So that was the other part of it.
Yeah. Like the air goes to the corners, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Yeah.
There are different types of box press, though. This is almost like an oval.
Yeah, this is soft box press.
Yeah, soft box press. So your famous hard box press is probably what? Your Padrones?
Yeah, and then you have S. Ron Cabreras. They do some really hard. Yeah.
And DBL.
DBL.
The Elfinal.
Yeah.
It's fucking square, dude.
It is square. That's square. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Tabla was the shit.
Yeah. The Tabla is that is the only box pressed Gordo I've ever enjoyed. It's the right size. Like, it was blended to be that. Yeah. And it's a good stick.
Dude, Francisco is just a magician.
He is a magician, man. He is. He's a great, great blender. Surprisingly, not as well known as.
It's so weird. I know, dude. It's so weird.
Shout out to Francisco. Also, just, I mean, he was on the podcast, by the way.
Yeah. A literal friend of the show, yeah.
Yeah. Just a great guy. But, like, you talk to him, not only can he tell a story, like, he holds your attention with his story. Mm-hmm. But the passion comes out so strong. You're like, this guy fucking loves what he does.
Lives, breathes.
And it comes out in the stick. You know? And same thing with Rocky. So anyway, you take these leaves and you have a mix. So we said with this one, it's like mostly Nicaraguan 1 Yamastran leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you have a, it's like a machine that has a strip of cloth.
Uh-huh.
And you, like, slide it like this, and it rolls it up.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not doing that, you know, it's not a 18-year-old virgin, you know, rolling leaves on her thigh, like, in the movies or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Or in the cigar advertisements, you know. No, they actually have, they're manual machines, but, you know, you have a thing to help, you know. Anyway, and it's also some guy named Jose, who's, like, 64.
So it's, like, it's either, so the machine is either cloth or leather, mm-hmm. like a very thin leather. So it's pretty cool. So as you roll it, it rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cloth rolls up with the
tobacco.
With the tobacco. Anyway, the tobacco's damp.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now that is the finished cigar. The wrapper's added later. And if you were ever wondering how a cigar is draw tested, that's how. It's before they put the wrapper on.
Mm-hmm.
At least what I've seen, which is limited, but and then you put the wrapper on. So the tobacco is damp, and many, many, most companies, in fact, let me just take that back. every operation that I've seen, which is like two, it goes in a mold.
Yeah.
It goes in a tubular mold. And so a box press, the only real difference is it's a box-shaped mold.
Yeah.
And the tobacco's damp, and it fills out that shape.
Mm-hmm.
The coolest super crisp box press is actually not a square. It's the hexagon that Plasencia makes.
Yeah.
That is fucking hexagon.
Yeah.
Like
the six still.
Just, yeah, it's just flat out, like, each side is like...
Yeah.
So to do that right, you have to know exactly the volume of tobacco to use.
Yeah.
You know, so there's actually a lot of skill there.
Yeah.
So the other thing, now I think that this is a rumor. Like I think this is, what do you call that when it's like urban legend?
Mm-hmm.
It's like an urban legend is box press was originally started so they could fit the cigars in a smaller footprint to save on shipping and tariffs and
bullshit.
I kind of doubt it. And the reason I kind of doubt it is molds are fucking expensive.
Yeah.
And if you already have Parejo molds, like, I don't think you're saving that much money by making them square.
Right.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's more of an aesthetic. And so you're a box press guy, right?
Yeah.
If you have the choice, you always get the box press.
Yeah, I like the box press.
I know a lot of guys like that. For me, I'm more select a cigar. I start with the flavor and experience, and then I experiment with vitolas. Sometimes you don't have a choice, you know? Like,
yeah.
Padron 1964 series Principe, like we smoked on the show.
Yeah.
It's a box press.
Mm-hmm.
Great cigar, by the way. What I've never done is selected a cigar that comes in a box press and non-box press Vitola and compared them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually going by size, so it's very rare. I can't even remember an example where a cigar company had a Toro Parejo and then a Toro box press and sold them both,
mm-hmm.
right? So usually, if I prefer the box press, it's because it's a box press Corona, and the or Robusto, and the Parejo is a Toro,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'll end up selecting it more for ring gauge and length, you know, flavor concentration, stuff like that, than anything else. So I really don't have experience where I've compared two side by side and said, yes, the box press is so much better,
yeah.
or even a little bit better, or worse. I was looking around in preparation for the show. And I was like, you know, it would be cool if somebody made a box press Robusto and a Parejo Robusto, and we could compare them.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't fucking find it. You know, I don't know if that's a thing or not, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
So the box press cigars, like, after they come out of the box, out of the mold.
Out of the box.
Yeah, out of the box. They're put in a sales box.
Mm-hmm.
That helps to keep them square, you know. So that is kind of, I don't know, that's pretty much it. Like, if you really want to dig in, there's some really interesting Reddit threads, actually. And just like anything else, it's half trolls, which is what makes it fun.
Yeah.
But there's people with some really strong opinions. And, you know, some are like, you know, snobby, nerdy, like, you know, well, the Ashton VSG is actually a trunk-pressed cigar. Because, you know, and some people might call this a trunk-pressed cigar. I don't know. But some people have really strong opinions about it.
Yeah.
Anything... that you wanted to add about, like, what box presses are, or...
Yeah, they're just really fucking cool. I enjoy them because it fits really well in my mouth when it comes to, you know, I don't have a seal issue. And it just feels comfortable in my hand, too. So, like, especially when it comes to, you know, rotating your cigar while you're smoking, it just makes it helpful. And I just think it's a gorgeous Vitola.
Yeah.
Like I said, that box press Gordo, like the Tabla, fucking aces, perfect.
The only thing that we really know, like, historically about box presses is they were originated in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
But that's sort of, you know, like, when you say that, it's like, you have to realize that the transition from cigars being something that people consumed as a vice to an art form was Cuba.
Yeah.
And it was a happy coincidence of You know, Cuba has a great climate for growing tobacco. They have people growing tobacco. It's close to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily import them into Miami. And you had money. Like the 50s, people started getting, you know, after World War II, disposable income. And then on top of that, the fucking gangsters set up in Cuba. And they want to smoke them, and they're also exporting them. And so cigars went from being, you know, a gentleman's smoke
mm-hmm.
to an art form at, like, a much higher price point.
Yeah.
You know, like, Winston Churchill smoked Cubans before, you know, the Cuban cigar
before they were cool.
Blossomed.
Yeah.
Before they were cool. So it was a gentleman's smoke. And yes, they were still expensive, yeah. especially in England. They're expensive. Well, Cuba found out, like, hey, we can turn this into an art form and charge even more mm-hmm. and whatever. So almost everything was developed in Cuba. You know, like, I mean, even like hybridizing seeds and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just, oh, this is the local cigar yeah. tobacco. No, it was, okay, let's start breeding them, you know, all of that stuff. You know, some of the urban legends or whatever
yeah.
is like, well, you know, pressing it into a square shape instead of a round shape keeps it from rolling around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, maybe. You know, yeah. like, it won't roll off the table, or if you're on a ship,
yeah.
you know, it's not going to roll off.
Then you have the Yagua and says, hold my Vitola.
Yeah, the Yagua's like, I can't roll either, but it's because
yeah.
because I'm all twisted up. Or as we like to call it, one third of a culabra.
Yeah.
But anyway, the more common one is we can save money on shipping and transport and tariffs or something.
But not really. No.
I'm not buying it. I think it was an artistic choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing.
Yeah. I know a couple people that just, like, vehemently hate box presses. I'm like, okay, that's cool. Like, it's weird the way they express their hate towards a box press. I'm like, okay, it's not that serious, dude.
So this is what's interesting is the characteristics of box press.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ask people in the industry, they will tell you that in general, a box press cigar has a slower burn and a looser draw. I don't agree with the looser draw thing.
I disagree.
But I also don't have something to compare it to. What I will say with box presses is, in my experience, the draw gets tighter as it heats up.
Mm-hmm.
So when I clip a box press and do a cold draw, if it feels a little loose, I don't clip it again. I start smoking it and see where it lightens.
Yeah.
The slower burn thing, I'm not sure. Like I said, I've never measured it.
Yeah.
So I really, you know, my take is, like, if you like a box press, fucking smoke it. And by the way, for everybody out there, it's perfectly okay to smoke a box press because you like how it looks.
Yeah.
That is part of cigar smoke. We rank cigars on presentation for a reason. It's a consumable art form.
Yep.
You know?
Fantastic. Oh, shit. It's glued. Oh, I got it, though.
Not bad.
Nope. I didn't lose pretty anything.
Good. Yeah, let me do mine. There's two bands on this. Yeah, dude, it's glued on there pretty tight.
I'll do the other one now.
This one's coming off in pieces.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Here. Oh, there we go.
It is not glued to the wrapper, so very tight. Look how it's compressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is glued. Be careful, because you can tear the wrapper trying to get your fingernail under that tab, which is glued down pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Use your Coke nail. Something that I did read about box press is that a lot of people experience a different flavor because they cannot seal their lips around the square shape, and they end up drawing air in from the outside. I have that experience with smaller ring gauge.
Yeah.
Especially smaller ring gauge box press. I don't like it at all. I don't want that. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like the cigar's not burning right.
Right.
That's my take on it. That's my experience. One thing that you should consider if you smoke a lot of smaller ring gauge box presses, get a punch cutter. There's not a lot of shoulder on those small ones. And
yeah.
I've ruined a couple of Principes, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, we talked about the the standard method of making a box press, which is you just press it in a box. The cigars are rolled as a Parejo,
mm-hmm.
and Parejos are typically pressed as well. They're just in a round mold. The packing in the box helps them to dry into that shape.
Yeah.
So they're typically packed wet. There is another method called trunk pressing, and each individual cigar is compressed between a series of wooden slats,
mm-hmm.
and they're compressed for anywhere from 30 minutes to 12 hours. It's supposed to be a lot sharper of a shape. I can't, like, the Ashton VSG is trunk pressed. That's mm-hmm. one reason why it's expensive. I can't think of any other cigars that are trunk pressed. But so technically it's different, but they don't call it that. They just call it box pressed.
Yeah.
So, all right. So some famous box press cigars. If you want to try the box press thing, by the way, I was looking at Holtz Cigar and some other, you know, sites. They all said the same thing too, which was like, we can't really tell you what the benefit of a box press is because nobody fucking makes two similar Vitolas,
yeah.
one a box press, one not, you know, which tells me there's not that much of a difference.
Actually. Yeah.
But so the Don Carlos Isla Shark, which is a box press torpedo.
Mm-hmm.
The My Father La Bijou, which is also a torpedo box press. The Padron Family Reserve number 45 Maduro. Very famous. The Flor de las Antillas Toro.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fairly affordable, delicious box press. The Olivia Siri V. Milano.
Did you say Olivia?
Oliva Figurado. And then probably the last one, you know, that's also on the more affordable side for this list, but the Alec Bradley Prensado.
Yeah.
Is it yes. Prensado? Or Prensado.
Prensado, yeah.
Prensado. Yeah.
I mean, the Pledge.
Oh, yeah. The Pledge
yeah.
box press.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
box
the press. E.P. Carrillo Pledge.
Yeah.
Actually, doesn't Carrillo produce all of their sticks in a box press Vitola?
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of like Esteban Cabrera's, where most of their portfolio is box pressed.
And then Padron. Padron's like 50-50, but when you say Padron, what people are thinking of is typically like your 1964, 1926 yeah. series.
Yeah, the Principe.
All right, so let's do some flavor notes because my cigar has changed dramatically.
Has yeah, it's changed. Yeah, it has. All right, let's get to it.
Sweeter, nuttier, mm-hmm. less harsh.
Very nutty.
It is very nutty. This almost tastes like if you get like the exotic roasted nuts mix for Christmas
mm-hmm.
and you just grabbed a handful. Not the salted ones, though.
Yeah.
It does not have a salty flavor.
No. You just kind of mashed them up, threw them in the air.
The harshness has gone away, so I think it was just ammonia burning off. I think these are young cigars.
Yeah, I'm glad that's gone. It's very earthy. More like a espresso right now.
Yeah. Yep. There is an earth note and an espresso note in there. And then the sweetness is weird because it's like, I don't know how to describe it. But
it's
you
like
know
a
how,
coffee sweet.
But without the bitter,
no.
I would say like, have you ever had like a black and blue filet?
No.
Or just rare filet mignon. You know how the meat, like if you get dry aged beef, it actually has a sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a fermented sweet.
Yeah.
It's like a fermented sweet. It was very interesting. So at this point, and I'm halfway through the cigar, at this point, if I were to taste the cigar like this, I would be like, ooh, I want to smoke this. I want to smoke another one. It's just a pity we had to get through 2 inches of not great cigar to get here.
Yeah, dude, this is a great-ass stick at the moment.
At the moment, this is a really good
yeah,
stick.
Yeah, but you like have to like swim through bullshit.
Mm-hmm. A little bit, it. Yeah.
It's like The Shawshank. Where are you here?
Yeah, yeah, The Shawshank. Don't ruin it. I haven't seen that show. so, some other box pressed cigars. The Ashton BSG mentioned mm-hmm. that. So, the La Roma de Cuba Mi Amor, which I don't know why it's not Mi Amore.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That's, I mean, that's Italian.
It's 95 rated.
Yeah. So mi amore is Spanish.
Oh, well, that does make sense.
Yeah, mi amore is the Italian. That's Italian.
But I just mean, like, because there's the song and what. Anyway. Stop. And then the Rocky Patel Sungrown Maduro. Mm-hmm. That's Rocky's famous box press, and it's very strong. That was 95 rated. Mm. That's a pretty high rating. So all of those were in the top five for Cigar Aficionado.
Yeah.
Those are like the good ones. So the Don Carlos Eye of the Shark, the La Bijou, the Padron, the Flor de las Antillas, the Oliveira di Melania Figueroa, the Alec Bradley, the Prensado Churchill, all of those actually won Cigar of the Year.
Oh, nice.
So box presses have done pretty well with Cigar Aficionado. But like we said, it's not, you know, like, sorry, dudes, but there's just no evidence that it changes anything except your experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important because that's why we rank cigars on experience, because at the end of the day, that's what we're fucking doing, is experiencing shit, you know? So there you go, guys. Box pressed or trunk pressed. Snob.
Fight about it.
Mm-hmm.
Send your hate mail. Since we were talking about Star Wars earlier, let the hate flow through you.
Let the hate flow through your cigar.
Yeah. Dude, why isn't there a Star Wars cigar? Like a... Dude, how cool would that be? A dark side and then a light side. Like a Maduro and then a Connecticut.
See, like, we just need to be in the industry.
Yeah.
We totally do that, yeah.
All right, hey, we're patenting that, and like,
the,
right now.
The band could look like the button on a lightsaber.
Yeah.
You know, like the handle.
And then it'll be the Sith symbol, and then the other one will be the Jedi symbol.
Yeah, totally.
Let's do it. All right, cut that out so nobody steals our idea.
I wonder how much royalties Disney's going to get from that.
Yeah.
They'll be like, smoking? Oh, my God. You can't do that.
Sure we can, because Walt Disney, what, was a pack-a-day, two-pack-a-day dude?
Well, yeah.
Fight me.
Did he die of lung cancer? I can't remember. Oh, my God.
He didn't die because he was smoking cigars.
Very true. All right, it is time for a break. When we come back, we will do our cigar news of the week and then rank this Rocky Patel Emerald Box Press Tour.
Angarosa Leaf will debut a sampler. It's called the Leaf Flex Sampler, only available at events.
Ooh, so interesting.
Yeah, I know. So that's pretty fucking cool. You can only get that at events, but it's debuting in Phoenix first.
Okay.
So it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 sticks. So most of their line. Whoops. It's gonna be 140, so that's not bad. 140 for 10 sticks, and no, they're all like 6x54s.
I was gonna say like $14. We called it. I think in our New Year's episode, that's the new price for Toros.
Yeah,
$14.
So it'll be debuted at Smoke and Joe Cave Creek, Arizona.
So that is only like when the rep goes to stores to do events.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of them.
Yeah.
It's not like TAA exclusive or something like that. So,
right.
Okay. Cool.
So they're going to be doing that. So, and of course, I mean, it's going to be a pain in the ass to try to get your hands on it because events only. All right. Arturo Fuente releases new Opus X 25 Perfecto. So there you go. Speaking of Atolas and shit like that.
Okay.
So that's a pretty cool looking box.
Yeah. Well, Fuente knocks it out of the park with that stuff, you know, but you got to pay for it. That's the only thing.
Dude, that's a fucking awesome looking box.
So that's the same box
mm-hmm.
that my God's Whisper is in, but with green and black instead of white and blue.
But they come in coffin boxes.
Individual coffins? Fucking epic, dude. Oh, look, it's got this little hook on the lid.
Yeah, dude.
So when you open the... So instead of a sliding coffin box, it's a hinge.
Yeah.
And when you open it, this little hook pops...
And then it shows off.
The cigar up. Oh, my God. That is fucking... they want way too much for that, I'll bet.
Not... So this is a Dubai exclusive. So we need to take a trip to Dubai.
Oh, I can get it.
Yeah,
I've got a guy.
So yeah, $457 a box.
Oh,
for the 5x52, and then
so that'll be $2,500 stateside.
Yeah, so and $524 for the 5¾ by 56.
I think I'm gonna get my hands on at least a single. That coffin box is cool as shit.
Yeah, just to show it on the show, that'd be cool as shit. So, and then EP Carrillo, of course, is announcing a price increase for 2025 across the board. Blah blah blah. Nobody cares.
Well, we all care. But like, prices are going up. It's not good.
Dude, all the TAA scuttlebutt's going to come out and...
Well, we said, you know, manufacturers are going to hit the wall in 25 and probably by next holidays.
Yeah.
We're going to see prices come down because people can't sell cigars. But Korea will because fucking every one of their sticks is like awarded or some shit.
Yep. All right, so Davidoff announces 16 exclusive editions for 2025. And you know how Davidoff makes exclusive for certain stores?
Yeah.
Well, here's 16 that are on the way. Dude, that is cool looking as shit, though, if you're a collector.
Mm-hmm.
And you can afford to...
You can afford to collect Davidoffs, yeah.
Yeah, so that's cool as shit. And each box is completely different. Just some of them slightly... Like, that one's got the Parthenon, correct?
Yep. No, that's the Acropolis.
The Acropolis, yeah. And then that is what, Chicago?
No.
Because that almost looks like a Sears Tower, or is that Dubai?
No, that is Shenzhen.
Ah. See, you're a cultured man.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm pretty sure... Oh, that one's Germany?
Yes, that is Munich.
Yeah. I want to go. So, yeah, they have individual boxes. That'll be cool shit if you can get your hands on it.
That's pretty cool. I like the, you know, like, especially if one of those cities or areas has special meaning to you.
Mm-hmm.
I know Athens does for me. I went there on my NBA trip.
Nice.
Had a lot of fun. Got blackout drunk. It was a lot of fun.
What happens in Athens stays in Athens.
Yes, absolutely. Gonna get me blackout drunk again to find out.
And then, of course, Oscar Valadares also announces a price increase. So there's that.
Well, yeah, we don't like the negativity in the news, but we're going to bring it to you. You deserve to know. Your hobby is getting more expensive.
Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of legal stuff that you probably don't want me to go over. So
anything to get me riled up?
Yeah, actually. So... Indiana legislator introduces bill to ban flavored tobacco products.
I'm not...
Yeah, but it's going to be like one of those blanket things.
It's one of those foot in the door things. That's the only thing that I hate.
And then Maine's governor calls for a 50% increase to cigar and tobacco taxes. So fuck you.
Fuck you, Maine.
There you go. So there you go. I'm going to get you riled up.
This fucking bullshit. Like, since when did our politicians think they could fucking tell us what to do and take our money for it? Oh, you like something? You have to pay me. Yeah. That's called being a gangster, not a politician.
Yep. And then Washington State is also doing the same thing. Is filing for flavored tobacco ban sales. Again, foot in the door bullshit.
To be fair, though, it's Washington State.
Aren't they already at 100%? I'm pretty sure they are, correct?
Well, let's just go down another road. Name one thing that, you know, affects your popular consciousness. You know, beneficial good that comes from Washington State. They don't have cows or potatoes.
Nope. It's wet as shit all the time.
Paper?
I guess.
All right, so for all of our Washington State listeners, we love you. You're amazing.
We love you, but your state sucks.
Your state sucks.
It's like, how
says the guy sitting in Maryland.
It's so weird, by the way. Like, it's named after one of the founding fathers, okay?
No, it isn't.
Washington?
No, it's not. It's not named after George Washington.
But it's got his face on the seal.
No, it's named after George Washington Carver.
Huh? Then why does it have his face on the seal? That's so weird.
It doesn't. No, the seal has George Washington Carver's face on it. He wore a wig too. He was very pale, also. So if you look up Angel Solorio in the dictionary, it's right next to Gullible.
This one's like, dude, stop it. I was like, well, anyways. Yeah, like...
If George Washington were alive today in the state of Washington, he'd probably be playing Xbox.
No, you know what? He would probably be... Okay.
Call of Duty, bitches.
it's kind of weird because he might be okay with taxes. Because remember, he went to Western PA to enforce the bourbon tax.
He did.
Which is kind of
they weren't against taxes. They were against taxation without representation.
Yeah.
And the argument we have nowadays is we are not represented.
Right.
You know, like, oh, yeah, we have these votes or whatever. But
yeah.
No, you're picking on a class. We're a minority. It's 1.2% or something of the population that smokes cigars, and you're like, we're going to fuck your hobby, you know?
Yeah. How about if Washington, you know, D.C., what if we try to push for a no escorts allowed whatsoever in the D.C. area?
Or no flavored escorts. Yeah. But for non-flavored escorts, you know, 100% tax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd go over like a lead fucking balloon.
They're like, wait, no legal escorts in Washington, D.C.?
No, but seriously, it's like they're never going to pick on their own vices.
Yeah.
You know, it's always who are the people that aren't strong enough to, you know, basically fight back.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole thing with minority suppression.
Yeah.
Which this country has a great relationship with, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, not that we've ever done that before. Yeah.
Yeah, like let's finally push that stock ban through. You know, I'm sure they'll like that.
Yeah, can you imagine New York? 100% tax on stock trades.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Can't Anyways. Do that, because they actually are powerful.
All right, this is Cigar Show. All
right, yeah, so fuck you.
That was it, so.
You always do that shit.
I told you.
The harshness is back with a vengeance.
It is.
There was, in the middle of the cigar, there was 1 inch that was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone.
Yeah, I feel
it's
like
so acrid that I can't taste anything else anymore.
Like that was supposed to embody the cigar. Like I'm pretty sure, like that 1 inch.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's like that acridness. I
wouldn't mind like sitting this in a humidor for 6 months and then trying it again.
Yeah,
you know, maybe it's because it's a rushed first.
I don't know. It's just weird.
So what it tastes like right now? The best description I can get is if you gather up green pine needles,
mm-hmm.
like fresh, not dry on the ground. And lit them on fire and inhaled that smoke.
Yeah.
There's a little sprucey, piney flavor. But it has that acrid, like, burning spruce, burning evergreen fat.
Yeah.
Harshness in the back of your throat. Like, literally, if you were walking through a forest fire, it would feel like this on your palate.
Yeah.
So, not really enjoyable, to be honest with you. And with that, I think it's time to rank...
Let's rank.
Let's rank the cigar.
Let's rank the rank cigar.
Let's rank the rank cigar. All right. So first thing we've got is presentation. I'm going to take some points off for the Emerald doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And it looks like another strong Rocky, and it's supposed to be like the mild side of mid. I don't think that we nailed it with the branding there. Having said that, the green is absolutely gorgeous. I don't like the sleeve covering the tobacco. I will always complain about that. I don't care who you are. You know, Fuente does it, but Rocky does it a lot.
Yeah.
It's
a signature.
Yeah. So I've got a 7 for presentation.
Yeah.
Did a good job, but I'm taking points off.
I'm like a 7-8. The Disciple was cool as shit, though.
Yeah.
That bronze.
Yeah.
Or rose gold.
And it was a great cigar.
Yeah, it was.
Actually, this is the worst Rocky I've smoked on the show.
Really?
Because we had the gold, too.
Yeah,
the gold was good. Yeah, we smoked the gold.
Me and you?
Yes, we smoked the Disciple and we smoked the Gold Label.
Oh, that's true.
Like, it was the day it came out.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Construction, so I had that little mouse hole in the side.
Yeah.
Not great. The rest of the construction burned well. Yeah, I had the patch. Burned well. There weren't any cracks, splits, anything like that. The box press is well executed.
Mm-hmm.
The draw was fine. The burn was fine.
Yeah.
I'll take 2 points and give it an 8.
Okay.
One for the patch, which, you know, is kind of a mark against presentation.
Yeah.
I haven't smoked to it yet, and I probably won't because...
It's too far back.
I'm not finishing the cigar. So, price, $12.75 MSRP, I think. You know, like I said, 13-something, around $14 here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster. Typical price. And we said $14 for Toro is normal.
Yeah.
So I would give this a 6.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's a little bit better than average. All right, flavor. That 1 inch was really good, really intriguing. The last third I'm not going to smoke. The first third I didn't enjoy.
I want to give it a six. It's too acridness. Oh, shit.
I wouldn't buy it again.
Okay. Let's go four.
It's definitely below. Five is average.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, let's go four.
I mean, let me put it this way. Have you ever had a quorum?
It's been a while. Yeah.
More enjoyable?
Yeah.
Okay, then this is a four or a three.
Okay, four.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go four. I can go up to four. I think it's a three. That brings us to experience. This is a cigar that, you know, you can experience averagely.
Yeah.
Because of the average price, average size, average... So, probably not on your dog walking list. Probably not on your fishing list. It's a little too expensive for that.
Yeah.
Definitely can smoke it in the lounge. You can watch football. You can grill. I wouldn't, you know, it's light enough you could do some light yard work.
Yeah.
Something like that. Walking around.
I think the acridness is the only thing that really kills the cigar.
It's the flavor.
Yeah.
The flavor kills it. You know, it's not a gift or a presentation cigar. You know, it's just an average cigar.
Yeah, it's not a wedding gift.
Yeah, so, I mean, I have
a celebration.
I have a five. It's average.
Oh, yeah, I was going to give it a four.
Okay, so we'll do four. We did four instead of three on flavor, so we'll do four instead of five on experience. That brings the Rocky Patel Emerald to a 29.
Woo.
Not great.
No.
You know, not... if you think about it, if the cigar got average marks on everything, it'd be a 25.
Yeah.
And we've only had two cigars that scored below that.
Yeah.
You know. But we score on multiple different dimensions so that people can really get a much better grasp for what they're getting into. In this one, it looks pretty good. It was constructed pretty well. You know, the draw was great. The price is fine.
Yeah.
The flavor wasn't. I mean, if we were doing Treasure or Trebuchet, I'm trebucheting it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not finishing it. And then the experience, it's just there. You know, it's any other cigar. It doesn't bring anything special to the table. And so it comes out at a 29.
Okay.
So, now you are better educated on box press cigars, how they're made, all of the urban legends and bullshit around them. At the end of the day, if you like box press, fucking smoke a box press.
Smoke a box press.
I like box presses, but I didn't like this one. So... No offense to anybody, and certainly not meaning to, you know, shit on anybody or whatever.
Yeah, we weren't paid to shit on.
No.
And we weren't shitting
on. And vice versa. We're not paid to love cigars either. It's just our genuine experience that we're sharing with you guys so that you can go out and hopefully be a more informed consumer.
Yes.
Rocky Patel Emerald Box Press Toro. Retailing for $14 or so. Here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, that's all we have for you this week. Join us again next week. Enjoy.